I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This Tigers team is playing like last year's Guardians team, where they're just every bounce is going their way, every break is going their way. The difference is they've got sustainable starting pitching right now, as long as Jack Flaherty's healthy. But they've got sustainable starting pitching right now, and that does make this series incredibly important. If you want to call it a must-win, I got no problem saying it's important to at least split this series at the very least.
Couple things, yeah. I mean, the Tigers are going to play as if they haven't forgotten about last year's postseason.
Yep.
And exactly what happened where, They should feel that way. And right now they feel like they're a much better baseball team. They have great starting pitching. Everything they touch turned to gold. And not only just some of the trades they made this offseason, but the idea that Javi Baez, dead cat, bounced and all of a sudden can play baseball again. It's been three.
It's too soon.
It's been
which
three,
is well.
It's been
we,
3 years
of being
bad. We lost
Dr. J this morning.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Forgot about Dr. J.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my insistence to just throw him in a pond.
I walked downstairs today to my mom's dead cat, and you're just dead cat bouncing with Javi Baez.
How did we inadvertently make like 6 different dead cat jokes already?
I think it's just on the brain.
Is that what it is?
I think we're grieving as a show. You don't even know Dr. J, and you're grieving.
But you told me the story behind Dr. J, and so I'm grieving for you.
I mean, it's the last cat my dad ever picked out.
And then you take in this cat because this cat needed a good home, and you take in this cat, and I like to think that Dr. J finally got a good, comfortable home, a good roof under Dr. J, and was ready to go ahead and take that in, and then just passed away.
And then it was like, you know what? I'm going to die on top. I've got it good right now. You never know what tomorrow brings. I'm going to die in the bigs.
You are basically you're a retirement home for Dr. J. Just the last stop.
That sounds more like hospice care, but, which is also what it was.
Hey, at least I can call you Florida, you know, God's waiting room.
That is true. Because Florida, there's a few other inferences there. Whether it's Baez, I mean, Torkelson actually looks like a big league player.
Kerry Bonds is what I call him. Kerry Carpenter continues to hit.
Yeah, that you mean the Guardians killer?
Yeah, well, that's where he got the
nickname. What a ridiculous player.
After the like third home run he hit in that postseason, I was like, Kerry Bonds to the plate. Congratulations.
I mean, even Gleyber Torres is good again.
So that was the thing. They made the trade for Torres, and everyone's like, all right, did they do enough here? They tried to make a big push for Bregman to get him at third base, and that didn't work out. And then Torres is just awesome.
So I think I love that you said that the Tigers are not going to forget last year's postseason. It's wild. Like this is a May series, and I'm jonesing for it. Like there is some palpable stuff here because you're not playing the best baseball. They cannot lose. I mean, quite frankly, they're on a mission from God, and like. Oh, and by the way, you got juice from last year.
But because we won that series, I feel like it means far more to them than it does to us.
Yeah, well, I think at this point, the Guardians are still figuring themselves out. Like, it's really tough to have, like, juice and hatred and anger against somebody else when you don't even know who the hell you are. Whereas the Tigers come into this series clearly defined at who they are, what they do well, what they don't do well, what they stick away from. And I think the fact that their identity is coalesced to this point puts them in a position of power here that allows them to say, hey, we haven't forgotten last October, and the Guardians very much wanting to forget last October.
Yeah, I mean, think about the conversation over Detroit. Over the past few weeks now, it's been building and building, and now ESPN earlier today had them as the number one team in the whole entire sport. Like, this is where they're at right now. It's amazing how it's all come together for them.
Now, the good news is, if you hate the Tigers, actually is what I like about this series is
you can just take their soul from them this weekend.
Well, no, because they can do the same thing to you.
Oh no, they definitely can.
With Kansas City and Minnesota, you're so far removed from them. There's just not. It's just so hard to get juice between those because we don't travel as much to them. With Detroit, they're literally right down the road. And so I know for a fact I have friends that are Guardians fans that are going to this series and going to multiple games because they feel like the team needs them there. You don't get that in the other towns, right?
Yeah, but they haven't. I agree with the idea, but I think last postseason helped in that, by the way. But I don't hate Skubal. I wish I did.
I think
we were starting to build some of that last year.
I hate Kerry Carpenter a little bit. Colt Keith, don't love him. I feel good for Torkelson and Baez.
I mean, like,
there's at least a few guys on this Detroit team.
Casey Mize is just a good story now, right? At this point, like, it's, there's a couple parts of this team that I feel like Zach McKinstry, for instance, that people are just kind of happy for more than anything.
Can I hate Jack Flaherty?
You can if you want to.
Yeah, not a fan of him.
Going to the Dodgers
gosh.
Was toothless.
Let's see.
But he came back.
He did. He found his way.
He did.
Jason Foley isn't even there anymore. So I can't, like, that was a guy I didn't like. Like fake Kenny Powers didn't like him.
I'm trying to find the person that you're just supposed to naturally hate.
And I think it's Kerry Carpenter because he is a Guardian killer.
It's got to be it, but it's not as if there's just a club full of guys that we just despise. Because let's be honest about it, last year came out of nowhere for Detroit. And the fact that they're continuing on this year, it's...
What about the Book of Job?
Jackson? Yeah.
Jackson Job. Don't like him either. Another fake-ass Kenny Powers.
The Book of Job?
Yeah, if Tigers fans don't do that, if that's not like a thing. Like, the Book of Job, 3:12, says, I just struck your ass out. I know I'm playing a little with the Austin 316
there. Do people, like, dress up as Jesus and then just, like,
no, you dress up like Job. I don't know what Job dressed up like, but
you
get a Job robe, maybe a little mullet back there.
Now the problem is everyone's like, oh, we got Jesus in the crowd. And they're like, no, I'm Job.
No, I don't think
I'm
you understand.
Clearly Job.
Well, that's why you got to, it's the Job commandments. You have two.
What are the Job commandments?
You have two signs there.
Yeah, that's what that looks like.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's not great because of where I'm holding them.
Yeah,
my point is you get two signs that, you know, details whatever Job was into. Specifically Jackson Job, not
whatever
the Book
he's
of Job.
Into. I want the original Job. I want whatever he was into.
No, we're crossing Jackson Job with the biblical Job.
Yeah, I see what we're doing here.
I just didn't know if you were picking up on that. How big is this series against the Tigers? And a word for the Evan Mobley doubters coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.